Hello everybody, it's Abby and
Ife here, guys.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Our Cube podcast. Don't worry, this time around I'm cool. I'm not angry anymore. Thank you for all the stories I got. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the constant and constant support. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We hope you're good. We hope you're well. What's popping? All right. So today, sorry, I'm talking like this. This guy just stops me from eating. So I can't stop looking at this plate that is before me right now. But anyways, okay. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about something actually important as we normally do. We're going to talk about how to conserve. Should I say?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to talk about how to conserve the earth and make it live, you know. Even when there's so much happening right now, we still have to work together and make sure that the earth is a safe place to be. Can I eat egg?
Wow, really? Food.
Just more egg. Eggs.
Okay, guys, see ya. Last week she was ranting. Now that we are about to discuss some certain things she wants to be eating. Well, my guys, I know this is not a topic where you'll find in any, like, social gathering of young Nigerians. The average young Nigerians.
Yeah.
Like, we are all about the hustle. We are all about the, let's make that dough, let's make that money. What's the next big thing? Bitcoin, business, relationship, Twitter this, Twitter that, the carousels, the thread, what do you call them again?
Like present happenings,
yeah.
Anything happening right now.
Yeah, so you won't find this type of gist, but I feel it is time we start putting our heads down and having conversations like this. See, after all those hustle and everything, and you get the money, you still have to live on this planet to spend it.
Yeah.
You cannot go to Mars. If you have that money, I will be your best friend.
So someone can go to Mars and bring that life something to come. Like,
let's not discuss movies here for now. But guys, yeah, we need to like start having this conversation. It's real. It's happening. Forget CNN, Strangers, United States, here in Nigeria. I mean, we can't relate to the heat wave that happened last year.
Mm.
By the way, 2019 was by far the hottest year on record in a decade. That's to show you how hot that last year was.
Thank God we survived it though.
Yeah. And so, okay, we are going to break it down for you people. The difference between weather and climate. Like, weather is like what is happening in the atmosphere at a particular given time. The climate is the average weather over a long period of time. So, don't always get the two intertwined. Yeah, geography teachers and the rest, they did those strong things.
It's just like when you're confused between feelings and emotions.
Exactly. So, what's happening on our earth? What's happening to our earth? Why are there wildfires? Why are there unrecorded number of floodings? Why are there record-breaking number of days where rainfall and all that? It all boils down to the simple fact that one thing is happening, which is greenhouse effect. What is greenhouse effect? Greenhouse effect is the function of the sun energizing the earth. So as the earth is spinning, the sun in our solar system powers it. So this process is called greenhouse effect because the sun rays basically have releases gases like carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Okay, for our art students, maybe we break them down.
No, kill me.
Relax now.
It's my fault.
Okay, you know that, if you watch Fast and Furious, when they press a button and you see one blue something, that's nitrous.
Like that one that Turbo had inside the shell.
Yeah, exactly. If you have watched Turbo too, carbon dioxide, when your downfall bus goes with a loud bang and you see black smoke, poof.
Yeah,
that's carbon dioxide. Okay. Your generator, carbon dioxide too. And to the very, very personal one, my guys, when you mess.
Thank God I don't mess.
When you mess, that's carbon dioxide. Methane, okay, I don't think I have any example for methane. Well, basically, these gases come to our planet, what do you call it? our planet system and is energized by it.
Okay.
And then it stores it. That's where you have the ozone layer. It stores a little bit of it, and then it deflects the Earth back. It deflects the remaining excess gases back into the solar system.
Okay.
So that is what is called the greenhouse effect. So I was getting from all these farmers that did, like, how would I put it? A housing system for plants.
Yeah, like, that are not in glass.
Yeah, in glass form. So the sun rays enter, but they don't come out of that glass system. So they make sure the plants grow faster and healthier. So that's where the name is gotten from. And then...
Yeah, is it that... Sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
is
sure.
Is it that plants that are exposed to sun don't grow better than plants that are inside the... this thing?
Yeah, I think they vary. There are some plants that don't really need so much sunlight. Okay. They trap enough for their seasons.
Yeah.
And grow. That's why you have plants that are indoors and all that and still fairly do. You just have to water them. And there are some that they have to spread their wings, you know, for sun to touch them. So what happens when your ozone layer is depleted? That is when you are having a high carbon emission.
Too much heat.
Yeah, so your carbon emission actually, or I call it, weakens your ozone layer. That is the layer where all these gases are camping, to say. So that's when you have more colder periods because the sun is being blocked by mostly carbon and the other gases are like on vacation. I know this is like a boring topic for you guys. Well, man, this thing is real, my guys. It is so real. We need to have this conversation one way or the other. So I'm just trying my best to just make it exciting because when I was learning about it, I was like, it has not reached Nigeria now. It has not reached Nigeria. So, but it is real. Even in our country, the way we handle waste, me personally, before I learned all this, how I brush my teeth in the morning, I'm always like, the water is coming from the ground now and it's going to enter my tank. I can run the water. It's soothing to, you know, brush and you're hearing water run. But it's affecting, let's say, Ghana, for example, two countries away. It's affecting somebody there because he doesn't have access to clean water because that flow, that cycle, that water cycle is broken. And we're not like recycling our water. Once you flush, it's the entry inside the soccer world. There's no system to recycle it.
I thought they said that water inside soccer we used to is only the pool one that we stay, the one that like urine and water that used to evaporate somehow or dry up because water always dry.
Really, water always dries.
I don't even understand it. They told me that thing when I was like thinking JS too.
Okay, there's a system. So there's a system to recycle wastewater basically. Okay. It's like I've forgotten the name. I'm sorry, guys. I'm forgetting the name. But you can Google it. All I can paint is a picture in your head right now. Just picture a waterbed that collects wastewater.
Okay.
And this wastewater, we are talking the ones you wash your hand, the ones you brush, you pull, whatever, from the water system. So there's like a pipe going to, and by the way, you know all this now, when you jumble everything together, it becomes manure, in a way.
Yeah.
So it goes into like a plant bed system, and that plant bed system has different layers. So the more the water stays there, the more it breaks down, like it's filtered. So the top part encourages the plant to grow, while the bottom part...
Let me summon my agricultural instinct. I'm going to get it right now.
God bless you. So the bottom part now, like, drains the water back to a stream of water.
Okay.
So that same stream of water is what you pump your water from. And, you know, after you pump over time and the water is balanced and everything, when rain falls, how would I put it? It refreshes the water. So you are not using the same type of water every time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is like the water cycle system. Now, taking a case where that plant bed system is not there, your dirty water, your wastewater, the water and the gutters and everything, all going into your water system.
Yeah, that's
your streams, your rivers and everything. Mm-hmm. That's obviously unhealthy.
Like you're getting typhoid, you're getting every disease possible. Jesus.
So in a country where there's no good light and there's no good water system, I mean, the health of individuals and the lifespan, everything is shortened.
And for and also, like, no water, no light, and also they don't know about this.
Yeah, method this like method filtering. Exactly.
And so, I feel like this method is actually easy. Should be is better, like maybe mostly in the villages.
Too, yeah, because for, they are planting exactly. There, so you can personalize
it. And it will help them like grow their crops well in the manure, and mm-hmm. then they eat it by a hair.
Who knows? Nobody will know now. For real, you won't know.
You guys, when people buy all these fresh things, wash it very well.
No, okay? But for real, the plants that grow under this system, they grow really big and fresh.
I can't imagine.
Exactly, because they are healthy. don't go with that system. But really, guys, they are more healthier than even the normal one we do
with artificial manure. Oh, yeah. Because sometimes, you know, my mom was saying the other day that there are like different manures for different plants. So mm-hmm, if you carry mm-hmm. the manure for plant A and put in plant B, it's obviously going to have an effect and it may not even help the plant grow very well. So,
So this system, it just basically breaks it down. You can personalize it in your different households and everything.
Mm.
Like, for those of us staying on the island in Lagos, we can literally tell the nature of water there. I mean, literally any sensible man has, a water treatment plant in his backyard, because the water is either brown or too blue because of all the chemicals in it.
Mm-hmm.
I literally used to bath water and my skin would be white. Now, one day I went to the office and somebody asked me, why is your face so red? Do you like rubbing powder? And I had to go to the mirror and like, powder? I don't even... Okay, true fun fact, in those days, I didn't like rubbing cream. my face is white. So imagine coming out of your house in the morning and your face is all white because you don't bath chemical finish. But thank God. Thank God, it got better, Sha.
May his name be praised.
His name be praised. But we still have to take care of the planet he has given us.
Yeah.
So, there are strategies in place for this low carbon emission. A lot of countries around the world have signed it. Brazil, United States. But we are talking about Nigeria here. Nigeria has not signed extract oil, so we produce a lot of carbon. We are all doing big man. We want to drive Benz, but your Benz produces carbon, guy, and it is going up. It doesn't go down; it's up.
Mm-hmm.
For a fact, even before I knew all this, I don't like littering the main road because, I mean, where does all those waste go? It goes to clog waterways. It goes to clog streets.
And gutters. Gutters will now be overflowing. And then we'll now complain that the government is not coming to clean gutters.
So you need to do your part. Okay.
Yeah.
There's, in quote, government is not working, blah, blah, blah. But you also need to do your part.
Yeah. And those that go to the beaches.
Oh, yeah, true.
Just go and use different bottles. Oh, you're coming to enjoy that at the beach. So and you come just with your wine. And then you just...
He enters food, the water. Get yeah, out.
And
then
think about the fishes that are living there and the aquatic animals. They're like also...
I know our culture is like, if it doesn't touch me, it doesn't affect me, why should I care about
and
it?
And then also we sing this love, I can't keep
my... Well, ladies and gentlemen, low-key.
We are clean ourselves.
Yes. Okay, so there's something called climate change mitigation. It's like an effort to reduce or prevent emission of greenhouse gases or to enhance removal of, you know, the gases from the atmosphere by something called sinks. Sinks is like a sequestration process. It's a process of storing or a state of storing these gases so they are not harmful to the atmosphere.
Okay.
So for example, gas flaring in the Niger Delta, those gases can be recycled and used to power cities. I think we need to start thinking of innovative ways to meet our basic needs in this country. So like, fine, there's no light, there's no water. If for me, I would love to live in any economy that I have access to, like, stable light and water. Like, when those needs are met, quality of life increases. and you cannot start thinking of other things. So, my guys, this mitigation has options also. You can have a green economy, an economy that is resulted from, is that English correct? Resulted. That results. Sorry, guys.
Wait, you go hook you now. Economy that is as a result of.
Okay, an economy that's as a result of.
Yeah, okay.
Are you sure?
Wait, say the next word, Jesus. I don't hook. We are not putting this, you know, they are hearing us like
no
this.
Problem. It's all English, not our first language.
You know, when we are thinking of English in our head, we are like flowing, British, Queen, but once it comes out of our mind, it's like, I cannot come.
Okay, let me not lose my train of thought. Okay, what I want to say is an economy that results in improving human well-being and social equity, like while reducing environmental risk and ecological scarcities, basically. So they are like major greenhouse gases, and obviously carbon emission in the world is like 76% right now. And that is why we're having heat waves and the rest. The US was hit by 3 different tsunamis. I mean, they just came problem. And I just saw a video like today where somebody went camping and they were surrounded by wildfire. Like they were.
Yeah.
And what happened? It was just a simple mistake, a simple spark, a gender reveal in a different community, and the entire tri-state area was covered in smoke and fire.
Like too much heat.
Yeah, so, and at least they have a system in place where helicopters came to pick those guys up.
Yeah.
Go for. See, in our country. Almost. You forget to, yes.
You're gonna burn.
I'm sorry to say this.
You're gonna burn down to ashes.
I'm sorry to say this. Hustle, yes. Hustle, get the money. But we need to have this conversation, my guys. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the solutions. I literally am still thinking of ways to affect that change. But I feel if it enters our country, it's going to be so devastating.
Mm.
I mean, the simplest thing as air tremors, where the air thunder is shaking, or okay, let's take it higher. Earthquakes.
Yeah.
We can't survive that shit, man. We can't. Even flooding itself. You know, we laugh about everything in this country. The motto as the next thing is to do video.
Yeah. And then it's to talk to a joke. So,
please, guys.
Nigerians, we just have to do something. It's not. Yeah, the comedy and the way we enjoy ourselves is actually
cool. It helps.
Going on vacation and all of that is actually cool. But really, seriously, we have to like think about the way we are living. Not if not for us, but for the benefit of our children and grandchildren and generations to come.
Yeah. Okay. See, let's break it down. We need a low emission development strategy. What am I talking about? Like, we need a national development plan. We need a poverty reduction strategy. Yeah. Like, where we can go into these economies and just talk to guys that see, we know you guys are doing your part and you don't have those basic amenities. That's why you litter and throw things this way.
Yeah.
But, man, our environment is killing. And obviously, we'll be met with angry people because those people with their own selves, they are trying to just, you know, survive.
Yeah.
So we need a poverty reduction strategy.
Yeah. And this you don't have to go too far. Ask yourself, how do you dispose of waste in your house?
Mm-hmm.
How do you dispose of waste in your house? Do you just like dump it in the trash can or the bin, and then one day or any day you remember, you just put it inside nylon bag and throw inside gutter because everybody else is doing it? Or do you like separate, okay, the cans will go here, the bottles will go here, the plastic will go here, you know, the steel will go here? How do you, it's everything starts from the house. So how do you dispose of your waste in the house? Then from there, you could just help somebody.
Recycle.
Yeah.
Or you do your controlled wastewater treatment system.
Yeah.
Then if you are opportunity to work in an industry, heat or power, try and make sure that they are, you know, making waves and making options to protect the environment. Process specific technology that, you know, improve the efficiency and reduce emission.
Yeah.
Control of greenhouse gas emissions is very, 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 very important, guys. and as much as possible. If you are using hazardous material, try and recycle it. I don't know, since I was a kid, I've always had this big picture of, okay, you know how you see waste dumps, all this waste that these trucks carry?
Yeah.
There's usually a very big place where they just go and dump it there. And
I thought they incinerate it or something.
That is exactly in my head. I'm always like picturing this big machine that
swallows
everything exactly. And now produces power instead. But everywhere I've seen, there are just heaps of dump everywhere. And if you can understand with me, those are my brothers in Lagos. Those are where some kids just, you know, go and pick some materials that they can recycle and sell to earn a living. But man, there are better ways. I don't know if
and,
you...
And also, like, if you're very good at doing, like, doing DIYs, like
mm-hmm,
me,
mm-hmm.
You could recycle almost everything you use on a daily basis. Like, there are a billion and one things to use your bottle, empty bottle for.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking... There are so many things to use everyday amenities for. Did I say amenities or equipment or facilities? All the things you use. Let me say you're using bottles or you're using... spoons, cups, and you know that, oh, okay, I don't want to use these things anymore. There are billions of ways to, like, republish it and just make it, turn it into and something of aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
It so, actually, you know, saves the environment.
No matter the area you are, guys, you can play a big role. No matter how small.
But the egg is going to get cold.
Well done. You can play a big role. Okay, mostly, and like, okay... Let me just round up with this. If you're in transportation bees, I don't know how that will work. I don't know. I remember the days where I first came into Uyo. I used to see a lot of people ride bicycles. I mean, the weather was Harmattan-like, no matter the season. I can remember very well. Every time I came to Uyo, there was Harmattan. And I'm not talking towards the Ember Parade. There was just that cool. I was like, this place is just... Just come and rest. This is a chilling zone. But now...
Everybody's having cars.
Oh, my God.
You know, everybody's, like, cruising.
Oh, my... Anybody...
Enter traffic light, you can feel. Because different fumes are, like, attacking you at the same time.
Okay, true story. Yeah. I used to like inhaling those fumes, though.
Oh, Jehovah.
When I was young. Walking to school. Okay, I went to Oakland, Isolo. When I would get to Agua bus stop, for those that know... Okota area very well. We know that's where buses will stop and you hear Oshodi and the rest and Sele. By the time the bus just pulls in and just do boo, I will just, you know, stretch out my hand and just inhale like, Jesus, take me now. For some reason, I don't know why.
But you know, it wasn't like healthy for your lungs.
I didn't know it was not healthy. The day I knew it was healthy. It was not healthy. How did I stop?
You just knelt down and sang, Jesus, you love me too.
God. All my lungs and everything were gone like that because of downfall.
God.
But yeah, those of us in the transportation.
I think what people should do there is fix your car. Like, you guys fix your car. If you notice that your car is having this fault and you're beginning to, like, produce, like, thick fumes that are, like, black and it's polluting, it's causing some air pollution, try to fix your car. I mean, fix, if it's car, not even car, even bike or anything that you know that is producing black fume, try to fix it.
Yeah.
And also, these things that the smokes that you're cooking and all those things that comes out from the car and everything, it's not really that... Nice. I know it will smell nice. So your stew and it will come out. And people like me, I'll feel like coming to your house to eat. But all those things are not really like that healthy for the environment and for other people. Remember, I'm saying even if you want to enjoy your life and you don't care about whatever is happening, I think you should care about how it's going to affect your children and the generations coming.
Yeah, true.
I feel
nice.
Like Nigeria, there's a lot we have to do
a lot.
Towards, like, our environmental control. And
it fits into every area, from how we build our buildings to the transportation system to our agriculture system. I'm not even talking about forestry. Mm. How we cut trees and our planting culture is poor.
It's poor, yeah.
Our waste management, you know. Please, if you know how to plant, I really love to learn. I swear, I might do a little bit at your butter because my hands are very soft and I get a lot of blisters. I'm not making excuses.
You see, I'm answering.
But I really love to learn how to plant stuff and just watch them grow. Mm-hmm. So, guys, that's it from us. I would love to hear your contributions. We'd love to hear your own solutions to this problem, and please, please start to have these conversations. I don't have all the answers, and I hope this inspires you to, you know, for those of you that are in a position to really make that change, to really do what's right.
Yeah.
I don't want a situation where one day we all have to leave our beloved Nigeria. You know, go funny.
Yeah.
You know, go funny.
And then you don't just have to start big. Don't worry. Don't start big. Just start with how you dispose of waste in your house. And please do stop throwing things into the gutter. It clogs and makes the whole place muddy, dirty, messy, and flooded. Okay, so I think I can eat my egg now, right?
You are free to eat your egg. And also, please sanitize. Sanitize your hand, wash your hand, cut your grasses. I know mosquito has always been a forever problem.
Yes, sir.
Please.
And they will not even just bite and go.
Say, have a wonderful weekend, guys. We love you.
Bye.